Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, animal health and veterinary search consultant and executive recruiter Stacy Purcell, founder and CEO of The Vet Recruiter, provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and the veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary employers hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that will increase their quality of life. In today's podcast episode of the Animal Health Employment Insider, we will be talking about recruiting fees. Hello, Stacy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Samantha. As always, I'm glad to be here, and it's already our third podcast of the new year.
And Stacy, I'm going to be honest, I was a little struck by the title of today's podcast episode. How did you come up with that?
Well, as is the case with just about everything that we talk about on this podcast, today's episode is the result of what I have experienced in the employment marketplace. Specifically, it's the result of what I've experienced while working within the animal health industry and in the veterinary industry and with so many employers for more than 20 years.
What have you experienced with some employers in regards to today's podcast episode?
Well, as you might already know, there are some organizations that are not keen on paying recruiting fees when it comes to filling their critical open positions.
Yes, I was aware of that. And not every animal health organization or veterinary practice engages the services of a search consultant or recruiter. Is that more of a preference thing, or are there other factors?
Well, preference does play a role. For example, some hiring managers do not want to pay a recruiting fee. There are a couple of different reasons for this. First, they believe that paying a recruiting fee is a sunk cost or a frivolous expense. Now, we've debunked those as being myths in previous episodes of our podcast. The fact of the matter is that paying a recruiting fee for successfully hiring a top candidate is an investment in the employer's future. That organization should expect to receive a sizable return on their investment in terms of the value that the candidate provides to the organization once they become an employee. Second, the hiring manager might believe that they can find a suitable candidate on their own. Now, I'm certainly not suggesting that that can't happen. Obviously, they're capable of finding a candidate for their open position on their own. However, there are certain criteria that I'd like to highlight in terms of such a situation.
And what criteria are those?
There are two main criteria. The first one is the quality of the candidates. We've talked many times on this podcast about the lack of quality candidates that currently exist in the marketplace, which includes in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. We, of course, right now are in the midst of a candidate's job market, and we might be in a candidate's job market for quite some time.
Yes. So we've discussed all kinds of statistics that underscore how difficult it is to find top talent, haven't we?
Yes, including an unemployment rate in the veterinary profession that's been at or under 1% for nearly 2 years now, and the fact that there is approximately one qualified job applicant for every job opening in the veterinary profession. Those are some startling statistics and facts about how difficult it is to find qualified candidates in today's job market.
So even if a hiring manager is able to find a candidate and fill their open position, there's no guarantee that that candidate is of high quality.
Well, that's right. The quality of the candidate is extremely important in terms of hiring. An A-level candidate is much more valuable to an organization than a B-level candidate. The gap is even greater when you're talking about the difference between an A-level candidate and a C-level candidate. Just because you filled a position does not mean that you filled it with the best candidate that you could have filled it with, which does not necessarily mean hiring success. And that brings us to our second criteria.
And what is that?
Well, the second criteria is the speed with which the position is filled.
We've also discussed this in previous podcast episodes, haven't we?
Yes, we have. Leaving a high-level or important position open for too long can have an adverse effect on an animal health organization or veterinary employer. If a hiring manager or a veterinary practice owner fills a position, but it takes 6 months or longer to do so, that does not necessarily represent hiring success either. That's because the animal health organization or the veterinary practice experienced a loss in productivity and probably profitability during the time that the position remained open.
And I just thought of something, Stacey. So what if a hiring manager or a veterinary practice owner takes 6 months or longer to fill the position, but then they will have it with, have it filled with a B-level or a C-level candidate? Wouldn't that be like a double whammy?
Yes, that would definitely be a double whammy. That means the organization or veterinary practice both has lost productivity and profitability while the position was open, and it will also receive less of a return on its hiring investment because of the quality of the candidate. That's pretty much the worst of all worlds outside of not being able to fill the position at all.
And I'm assuming that does happen, Stacey. Is that right? Even though we discussed at the beginning of the episode that hiring managers and practice owners can fill their own positions, sometimes that just doesn't happen.
Yes, that's right, Samantha. And I guess you would call that the worst of all world situation. And when that happens, then I will often receive a phone call from the hiring manager or veterinary practice owner.
And what do they say?
Well, typically they are upfront about the situation. They will say that they have a position that they've been trying to fill and they've been unable to get it filled. So they will ask if they can retain my services. And this has happened many times, more than I can count during my career as an executive recruiter and search consultant.
And most of the time you're able to help them?
Yes, I am often able to help them, and I often wish that they would have come to me sooner because they could have avoided wasting time and energy trying to fill the position on their own.
And what's their reaction to that?
Well, they often agree with me, especially after I'm able to present candidates that they were not able to find on their own. Some will say that the difference is like night and day in terms of the candidates that they were able to find and the ones that I was able to find.
And Stacey, so I'd like to return to the title of today's episode. If you don't pay recruiting fees, then you should fill every position. Just as we've discussed, it's not enough to just fill the position, right?
Correct. No, it's not. First, you have to fill every open position that you have. And second, you have to fill the position with the best candidate that you possibly can in the marketplace, regardless of whether they're looking for a job or not. And third, you have to accomplish all of that in the shortest amount of time possible.
What kind of time frame is that?
Ideally, it should take no longer than 3 to 4 weeks to fill an important high-level position. Anything longer than that will start to wear on the animal health organization or veterinary practice.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but your firm, the Vet Recruiter, works on contingency assignments in addition to handling retained executive search. So what does that mean exactly?
With contingency search, that means if we don't complete the assignment, then the organization does not pay. If you hire one of our candidates, then the employer pays our fee.
So the employer does not have to pay a fee until after they've hired a candidate and they become an employee?
Correct. With contingency search, the company does not pay unless we're able to find somebody to fill the position. And the Vet Recruiter performs searches on a retained and a contingency basis. And we also have a third option, which is the hybrid, which is a hybrid of a retained and a contingency search, which is popular with some of our clients.
Well, Stacey, as always, thank you so much for joining us today and for providing all this great information.
You're welcome, Samantha, and thank you. It's been my pleasure, and I look forward to our next episode of the Animal Health Employment Insider.